week's parsha, we read the Shira. So it's Oz Yoshir Moshe B'nei Yisrael. It's a Shira Zos L'Hashem Ha'imu L'Himor Shira L'Hashem Ki Ga'o Ga'a Sus V'Rochvo Roma V'Yom. So I'd like to dwell on this pasuk, specifically on the words Ki Ga'o Ga'a. Ga'o Ga'a has some connotation, Loshon Ge'e, Loshon Gaiva. And we have to understand what that means. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Moloch Geyus. He has Geyus. What does that mean? Hashem has Gaiva, and how does that fit into how we're supposed to act? And the Unkelus has the famous comments on the first page in the second column of Unkelus. Arei is goy al givasanaya. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misgoe on Bali Gaiva. Because you have people who are Bali Gaiva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Bali Gaiva and, so to speak, puts them in place. So we have to understand this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how does that reflect to the way we're supposed to act. So it's interesting, we just mentioned the Tshuva's Marivayel. So Marivayel has a Tshuva that Rav Yosef Engel brings down in page 3. We know there's a concept of Leleches Bedrachav, that we're all supposed to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu Chanun V'Rachum, just like Hashem is merciful, so we should be merciful. Mahu Malbish Arumim, just He clothes the naked, so we should. Mahu Mevaker Cholim, so we should. Mahu Menachem Avelim, so we should. Mahu Kover Mesim, so we should. So then he says, V'Shem Etomar Mahu Ga Ga. So I might think, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this midah of Geus, Afanikein, so I should act that way as well. I should be a Balgaiva. Talmud Lomal Yiras Hashem Elokecha. Klomar Al Tishtamesh B'Tachsiso. In other words, this is one thing that you can imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, this is something that's purely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Malach Yeus. And just like the Melech, you can't sit on his throne and you can't use his scepter or whatever, you can't ride on his horse. So certain things, this belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashir Hashem ki ga'o ga'a. So everything else, you imitate his ways. But this is something that's shaykh only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Marivayel writes, and Rav Yosef Engel quoted here in the Sefer Tiferes Yosef, which is a likut on the Torah from the Divrei Torah of Rav Yosef Engel. He says, I ain't on this pasuk, I ain't shut Marivayel. The gas ruach, choshim mishtamish b'sharvito shel melech. In other words, if a person is a gas ruach, he's a balgaiva, that's like he's using the scepter of the king. He's sitting on the king's throne. Because that's not part of his domain. And we see that even my melech basar v'dam, you're not allowed to ride on his horse and sit on his throne. So this is called being mishtamesh b'sharvito shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now there is a sefer called Zichro Toras Moshe. The sefer Zichro Toras Moshe was written by the Chai Adam, and it's on Hilchos Shabbos. But in the Hakdama to the Sefer, he has different Hashkafa pieces, etc. And Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library pointed out that Rav Shechter likes to point out this this piece, and he, you know, discusses what does this mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Gaiva. What does it mean? I mean, we saw at Kidei Kach that the Marival Vial says that that's the one me that we're not supposed to imitate. So, but it still needs explanation. So that means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Gaiva? So he says here on the left column, the second arrow, Arba'em Ezeino. He came, Echem Shoshi Yarzir Hashem Al Gaiva. Chiyasu Taroso Plaster. In other words, it doesn't make sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that we shouldn't be Baal Gaiva, and he himself is a Baal Gaiva. Doesn't make sense. Kamosha Omar Tumus Rufus to Rabbi Akiva. Kamosha Kamapamim Gemara. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this, so how come it's this? So he explains now in the third arrow. No, Kimomotzidim Chol Mikro Shinikra Go'o, Jerusalem Torah Alam is Go'a. Aval Geyus Hu Pu'ula. Kimo Ashirus Kiburos Shabal, Habal Nikra Oshir Vigibor. Why they call Amidus Mashu'ula, Adas Shiroim is Go'os, Baburam Kulam Nutsu Bobis Barach. זה שאומר הכוסף גייס לובי, שריחי כולם. מה שכוסף כי גו גו, כבר תיגם, אוקולוס גו על גו זה סי. In other words, רצו לא משהו, הוא מר הגייבה נגד המסגוי. אבל בלוב הכי, יסבורך שמו, יסבורך זו הוא ענוב בתכלס ענובה. As he says like this, that, the way Rav Moshe Shapiro explained, he says that, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Baal Gaiva. And go ga, the way Unkelus teaches is a verb. It's not a noun. It's not an adjective. It's not a descriptive word. It's a action. It's a description of an action. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's action is that if he sees somebody who thinks he's a big shot, he's a Baal Gaiva, so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he lowers him, and that's the pool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lowers people who try to inflate themselves. And that's what it means, ki go'o go'o. Go'o al gad v'saya. Ratzolo mashu mara gaiva neged ha-mizgayim. Hava b'lav hachiz barach hu anav b'tachlis ha-anava. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as we say, b'chol, you know, the Gemara in Megillah, b'chol mokam shal tzotza, motzei, d'loso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shama tamotzei, on the Sanusos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Gaiva, and I'll show you a Chinuch. I remember I heard many years ago Rav Yochanan Zweig speak on this Chinuch. There's a Chinuch that says an unbelievable thing about Kriyas Yam Suf. I remember years ago I heard a shiur in Miami Beach from Rabbi Zweig. Taka was during intercession and I happened to be there, and I sat in his shiur. So one of the things he discusses in the shiur, the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Tzav. It's not my Bekiyas, it's his Bekiyas. In Parshas Tzav, there's a line in the Sefer HaChinuch on page 21. The Pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, on page 20, Eish tomi tukal al mizbeach lo sichbe. What does that mean? That means that there always had to be a fire on the Mizbeach. Right? You're not allowed to extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. So what's the point of that? That you can't extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes on page 21. Left top line. Mishorshei haMitzvah Akdomi Yadu Adover Beinenu Eitzel Kol Chochem Ki Nisim Gedolim Asher Yasa Kel Al Bnei Adam B'Tuva Agadol Olam Yasa Derech Seisa. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring Nisim, he doesn't flaunt it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do everything, but he acts in a way of tznius. He doesn't flaunt it. And he does it in a way that people will think it's derech hateva, when it's really a nes. And that's why he explains that there was always a fire in the mizbeach. So this way, because we know that mizeha inyan, second paragraph. Sivanu lahavir esh b'mizbeach, hafal pish shasham yorei esh ben hashamayim, kidei lastir anes. Because if there wouldn't be a fire in the mizbeach, so then every day when an esh would come in hashamayim, you would see something miraculous. That an esh is coming in hashamayim. But if the esh is there anyway, so it's not going to be noticeable that there was another esh that came in hashamayim, because the esh is there anyway. The esh that you just lit is there anyway. So it's not going to be noticeable. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to hide his nisim. And then in the first paragraph, the fourth line, he writes, Ki gam b'neis kriyas yamsuf, she'a neis mefursam. There was even kriyas yamsuf was a neis mefursam. Kosuf sham vayolach Hashem asayam baruch kodim ozo kol alayla. V'yosem asayam l'charova yibokwa hamayim. There was HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought winds. Why do you have to bring winds? Why do you have to bring winds? Why don't you just split the sea? What's the part point of the winds? No, because if there are winds, then you can give all types of explanations. That the wind, the current, this, that, all these type of things. And you can explain it away. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it that way? The answer is he did it that way to hide the miracle. To hide the miracle. See, a real Baal Gaiva, he does something, he wants everyone to know about it. He wants to flaunt it. He wants everyone to recognize him about it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he does the nisim that are what? That are the galoy, he does it by open seisa. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate onav. It's this one midah that he has, that he doesn't want to be people to be Balei Gaiva. So therefore when he sees somebody the Balei Gaiva, he has to be mashpil geim. But not that he himself is an intrinsic Baal Gaiva. And that's how the Chayyadim explains. And you can read the rest of it, how he explains that people could become Gaiva in their Mammon and their Chochma. You can take a look what he says there. But that's an important message for us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpil geim. That if a person tries to flaunt himself and tries to speak down to people and carry himself in an ostentatious way, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mashpil him. And there's a beautiful explanation, the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, by Reb Chaim of Chernovitz, to the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, which is the Sugya of Kamtza Bar Kamtza on page 12, on the bottom of the right side. So look at the last line. Hayuz Sorel L'Rosh. Kova Meitzer L'Yisrael Nasa Rosh. So the Gemara says, anyone who causes Sarah to Klal Yisrael, he will become the Rosh. So what does that mean? Kol HaMeitzel Yisrael Nasa Rosh. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim says an unbelievable thing. First he quotes on page 13, he quotes this Gemara, Kol HaMeitzel Yisrael Nasa Rosh. So it doesn't make sense. If you start up with Klal Yisrael, you're going to become a Rosh, you're going to become the head. You would think just the opposite. You'd be punished for that. So he says like this. In the Nire, second column, first word of the line is Lehosam. Nire, Kiyadua, Shalom, Tidma ma pelas va tolos ish nivze ve chadol ishim menugo muuno le ma pelas sar gadol shem gadolim. He says, if somebody is not so chashuv, a person is a poor person, right? So he becomes a little poorer. So it's not going to be bizyonis to him. He makes $100 a week, now he makes $20 a week. There's no big bizyonis because he wasn't making so much. But if he's a multi-millionaire, he's so chashuv, and then all of a sudden he gets a major downfall, that's a punishment. That's bizyonis. So that's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if some person is Meitzel Yisrael, he thinks he's better, he tries to stand above Klal Yisrael, so first I have to raise him up, Almanas, to bring him down. Because if he's just a person who's lowly anyway, so that's not going to be such a bizyonis to him. But if I raise him up, and then I bring him down, that's going to be this. So that's what it means. Kol Meitzel Yisrael Nasa Rosh. So that's a tremendous thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, his hanhaga with Bali Gaiva is that he wants to make them even greater. Al Manas, that he can then let them go down. And then that'll be a tremendous, so that's a tremendous zahiris that a person has to have, not to fall prey of this thing. And then also it's more common for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish somebody of stature or whatever, because Hashem is the Melech, etc. But that's how the Be'er Mayachayim explains. Then we see in the Shira it says, Ozi v'zimrach ska, v'hili l'shua zeh, keli v'anveyo l'okei avi v'aromemenu. So Rashi writes, Elokei avi hu zeh v'aromemenu. Elokei avi, lo nitchilas ha-kedusha. El muchzekes v'omedes li ha-kedusha. Belkuso alai mimei avosai. In other words, what is this concept of Elokei Aviv Varamimenu? Whereas Rashi says it means that don't think I started Kedusha, holiness started with me. You know, some people think that the Kedusha started with them, the Torah started with them. They don't realize that there's been a Mesorah of learning for hundreds of years, and it didn't just start 3 years ago in some yeshiva in Israel. But it's part of a whole Mesorah of thousands and thousands of years. So says the Tiferet Shlomo on page 16. He says, Peirush Rashi, second column. Lo ani tchilas hakedusha muchzekes v'omedes li hakedusha v'elokus olai mimei avosai nir lefarsh bin yakavonas Rashi ne'omnam keim chol zchus omalu madrega shodom zocha v'olna b'kedusha. Whereas whenever a person is having hatzlacha and he's being successful, there's always a fear that now he's going to look down on people and he's going to speak in a condescending fashion to people, and that's what he's going to become. So he always needs that extra shmira. You know, we've said this, you know, that the Gemara says in Brachas, that a melech has to, at a Kohen Gadol, they have to bow down in the Shmon Esrei more than everyone else. We just bow down four times. They bow down by every bracha, you know, different things, the beginning, the end. They have to bow down many more times than we do, because they're such positions of power that Chas V'Shalom, it could go to the head. That's what the Drashas Haran writes, that a melech always has to keep with him a Sefer Torah, so he shouldn't think that, it shouldn't go to his head. So that's what we have to say in the Shira. That was where Klal Yisrael was then on the highest Madrega. Rasa Shivcha Al-Yam, Mashalora Yecheskel Ben-Buzi. That a Shivcha Al-Yam had a greater revelation than Yecheskel, who saw the Maisa Merkava. So this is the ultimate time that Klal Yisrael was on a high. So when you're high, you have to remember Elokei Avira Menu. It didn't start with you. You're not the one who founded it. You're part of a link. You shouldn't think that you're it, and you should believe that you're part of the link, Elokei Avira Menu, and that's what he says. The Tiferet Shlomo, page 17, the pasuk says, "V'nitzach al Hashem Elokei Avoseinu." Vayishma Hashem es koleinu. In other words, we always have to say that we should be saved in zchus avos. We should never say that it's all started with us. We're great. We know, you know. If you do like that, then what? Then you're setting yourself up for failure, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the meat of go. And that's what the Be'er Maim Chaim says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just makes sure that if you're Bal Gaiva, he wants to raise you even more, because then he could, you know, drop you. And that's the big yisod. But you see, the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he's noheg Be'gaiva to Bali Gaiva, but he himself, his hanhog is anivus. You see, even by Yamsuf, the Sefer HaChinuch says, he does it in a way that's inconspicuous. He's not trying to flaunt. And that's a big yisod. Because a lot of times, once a person gets power, and power through either money or knowledge or all types of things, that's such a koach of shochad that he gets that blinds him. So you always have to be careful, whatever success you have in life, that there should be a shmirah to that success. And the shmirah is that you don't become a Bal Gaiva. Because a Bal Gaiva, then the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that he's going to raise you, he's going to even make you more successful. Because then he'll be able to drop you, and then it'll be a bigger bizoyim. And that we should always keep in mind, the words of the Ramban, in the Geras HaRamban, on page 22, he says, V'ata b'ni da re'ei, that a person is mizgal abrios, he's mored b'malchus shamayim. He misparu b'levush malchus shamayim, because gaiva is only for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chayyadim says that doesn't mean Hashem is bal gaiva, but that midah to be mashpil someone else, that only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can do. But we should never put anybody down and look at and speak down towards people. You should always speak to people with kavod, you know, because if you look down at somebody, speak down, then you're like the Marivayel said, you're using the Sharvito Shomelech. That's only Vakadosh Baruch Hashem Moloch Geyus. Anything you have is from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Osher Vakovod, it's all from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So as we read this parsha, we always have to see that Klal Yisrael had that midah, that they had so much success, but they're not flaunting. They're saying, Zekel Elokei Aviram Menu. It's from my fathers, it's from my forefathers, not me. I just was a lucky link in the Shalshalas HaMesorah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the one who's actively being mashpil geim over here, but Ba'ofen Sanua, like the Chinuch says. He makes it windy. He makes it look like it's Teva. And he doesn't want the people seeing it's really him and it's really supernatural. You always have to act in a way that's unassuming. And that brings the tremendous Kovet Shemayim. Because this is the only person that the Gemara says in Sota, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani v'hu, we can't live in the same world together with the Bal Gaiva. Anyone else, you know, a person has this Aveira, that Aveira, doesn't say Hashem can't live in the world with him. He's not happy. But Bal Gaiva is mamish taking the Sharvito Shel Melech. That the Midah, that Hanhog of Ki Go Go, and even Go Go by Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Chayyadim says doesn't mean he's a Bal Gaiva, it just means he mashpil game. But even that is not our Midah. Our Midah is to try to build people up, to try to mechazik people, to try to mechazik ourselves, to mechazik our friends, mechazik anyone we come in contact with, not to try to bring people down. And that's the lesson of the Shira, that Klal Yisrael's highest madrega of the Shira, of the highest level of Nevuah that they saw, Zek Heli Vanveyu, Hera Be'etzpa, the Giloy Shechina, but yet they were humble enough to say, that's Elokei Avi, Varo Memento.